Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Did just mention Shady Maple, Danny, when you weren't here, and thinking like,
how's that going to work? How's Shady Maple going to work?
Exactly.
What they've been doing, it's no longer buffet. You just have to know what you want, and it's waitered.
Oh,
which is it's not
oh, really.
Oh, yeah. But is it still all you can eat, and they bring it out?
I guess so. Yeah, it's still all you can eat, but you have to know that what you want, sense. And they can't bring you there.
You know, in England, you get one spoon when you're born, and that's the only one you get, and they have spoon millionaires. I think that's kind of how it is at Shady Maples. They just give you a ladle for
on this podcast
on the way in.
But there's also the cats, and then there's that cradle and the silver spoon you get, and the little boy blue.
Are you trying to say that you didn't have time to hang out with your son? We all get it.
Hey,
you were too busy.
Just the other day, he said, thanks for the call, Dad, but I can't stay.
Before we get
like
into
you piece of crap, you were never there for me. How about that?
Wow. You did rhyme. See, you could be in our band if you just,
dad is at my house and now he's weeping.
My boy was just like me, it turns out.
Great job, Granddad.
All right. Speaking of deadbeat dads, let's go ahead and start the show. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike.
Wait a minute.
To my left, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
I'm to nobody's left in my queue.
And to his left, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Hello.
And my name is Jeremy. And our special guest for the entire hour. Oh my God, you love her. You know her. She's been on this pod before, and she has a pod of her own we're going to talk about. Lori Beth Denberg's here. Welcome,
Hi,
Lori
kitty
Beth.
Cat bunnies. Hello, Hi. Hello, hello.
Hey, LB.
Hello, my three loves. I love you guys. I miss you guys.
You know, I feel like Carol Baskin stole all of your bullshit. You know what I mean? Like you could say you could say hello, you cool cats and kittens, and you would have said that would felt like something you might have said a year ago, and it would have been like, oh, that's so cute,
that.
LB. I know. I'm just saying, just when you just said that, like, puppy, hey, little cute puppies and kids. I'm like, I think I care about Baskin.
Danny, especially when I let it with deadbeat
she'll
dads.
She'll be dead soon.
She will be. Okay? She will be. And you and I will still be alive. That's right.
It's funny.
Well, like, when she's like, what? Was I going to kill my husband, chop him up, and feed him to tigers on February 6th, 1974? That would be ridiculous.
No, yeah, I mean, tigers wouldn't eat human beings unless you put a bunch of fish oil on them.
I don't know if you guys saw, but Ghost Adventurers did an episode at the farm where supposedly the bodies were buried and they found human remains, but I don't think it's went anywhere past that.
Their little EVP scanner, and it's like, is there anybody out here?
Yeah.
How many?
Two.
How'd you die?
Cool cats.
Yeah. Like, oh, God, that's scary.
Yeah.
Hello? Are you there? Yes. Can we help you? Don't tell my wife. I'm here.
I think this might be the best, most scintillating beginning to a podcast of all time. Are we about to win the potty for this?
Ooh, is there a potty? That's a great award.
We can flush it right down the potty.
Yeah.
Precisely. The golden potty.
The golden potty.
Now
it seems like you're in a golden potty with your backdrop. It's so It's so nice.
I know. Golden-y. It's the duvet cover that I hung over my window at the beginning of the apocalypse. It's so disintegrating behind me. Yes, you're enjoying the lovely Southern California sunset behind me.
Oh, is that for what you, that is? Video viewers, video episode viewers on Patreon. You get a live look into LB's Bohemian podcast area with her. Yeah, so
she's been sleeping with Edie Brickell for 25 years after Paul Simon said, "Get out of my fucking bedroom, Mrs. Robinson." Mm.
No, she's an East Coaster. She wouldn't do that. She wouldn't go back over there. But LB, how are you?
Yeah.
I'm okay. I am. You know, it's been stressful. Leading up to the election was extraordinarily stressful. After, I've never worked so hard in my life to not be hopeful. Mm. Like,
you just didn't. You didn't want to build it up to get disappointed. In other words,
yeah. The amount. Oh, I think there's like one of my hair stuck to the microphone.
Well, this is good.
For the Patreon send that in, and if anybody wants it, to the highest bidder.
Clone. Well, you can clone me. Yeah. So it had been a shit show dumpster fire. There's not really a word strong enough to describe what we have gone through. But during the election, you know, during election day and all, I just tried to stay neutral. Not hopeful and
not get any hopes up.
Yeah. And I'm still I'm betraying my intention with like, oh, if only Georgia goes well and we can get the Senate. So I'm still holding my breath about the Senate. You asked how I was, though, not necessarily about.
It's about your mood and your feelings.
Mental health.
I'm just sharing my experience. Yeah. Yeah, other than that, I'm good. My dad is good. He's going to go in for a knee replacement, so I'm going to be taking him through that. And that's scary because it's like, oh, I can't go in the hospital? Like, usually it could be like, what do you need me to bring you? Blah,
blah, blah. Now who are you going to pull the football away from as he goes to kick
exactly.
the field?
Exactly. But on the not completely depressing, why am I talking about this on a podcast tip, we are in real life today, even though it won't be real life when this publishes, today we are publishing the first inaugural episode of my podcast, Woo! Bad Advice with Lori Beth Denberg.
So by the time this comes out, check it out, Bad Advice with Lori Beth Denberg.
Yeah, by the time this comes out, you might have two episodes, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
If this comes out next Wednesday, yeah, so...
That it sounds like you're pressuring her. It's kind of, I don't know about that. Why don't you let her, you know, figure it out.
By the time this comes out, I might have two grandchildren, LB. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
We may have cloned those two.
Yeah, so I'm super stoked about that. I've wanted to do a podcast for forever.
We seem to have been pushing you for a long time.
Yeah, we don't want to take all the credit,
You were right to know, Jeremy. Let me just tell everyone out in podcast land, Jeremy is like the man. Like it happened because of Jeremy.
Michael and I have a small stake in Seltzer Kings Studios production.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we helped him.
We helped oversight. So
did you help Jeremy with all of the editing work and the research he did and the writing? Yeah.
I taught him half of that stuff that he knows.
Yeah.
I don't really see the Google Drive with the treasure trove of resources. I don't see you copied on there.
Oh,
I don't
weird.
See you well, having well, editing well, rights.
It was a BCC.
BCC
does. I said BCC. It was a blind carbon copy. Want to email people but don't want anybody else to know.
Right.
Oh, I know all about it.
BCC.
So I had a lot of fun recording. We've recorded two episodes so far. We're going to record, I hope, two more tomorrow. But it's an advice show. It's called Bad Advice with Lori Beth Denberg, but it's actually a real advice show. Yeah. And we've gotten like great questions so far about, you know, a vast array of issues, and some serious and some goofy. And my friend,
I'm thinking
Clark
about
Crozer.
Voting in my first presidential election. How should I vote?
Exactly.
Yeah, we missed that mark, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but my friend Clark Crozer was, he's my co-host. And actually, it's funny that you say that, Mike, because we, the show's not political. It's none of that shit. Honestly, because I don't think I could handle it because I'm so angry. And like, I wouldn't be able to have some like magnanimous conversation about anything. And
you just you just have to be very raw about it as opposed to circumspect.
But I'm not. Yeah. And I'm not interested in a debate with someone. It's like, no, at this point, you're either a decent human being or should be sterilized. Right,
wrong. Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. So that's why. Okay. Well, listen. So this is why my podcast is not political in nature.
No, we're convincing you to change it.
No. You're right. You're right.
So because that's not the deal, you know, that's not the deal. However, the day we smushed our first episode and recorded it happened to be the day that the election was called for Biden. So we did acknowledge that, like, it's really time-stamped. You know, this is the day. Everyone's going to remember this week for a long time.
Right, you can't separate that from the beginning of your podcast is what you're saying. Yeah, but it's not necessarily.
And then as well, it's kind of stamped in just like COVID time. You know, we've had it's not a what's going on today kind of podcast, but that just happened to be the opening. And I'm like, this isn't political, but we have to acknowledge just to let you know today is this day.
Mm-hmm. LB, I just have one question for you. And this is this is an all that question from way back in the day.
I was in all that? I want advice.
Well, I'm saying, how upset were you that Amanda Bynes did ask Ashley, and it's taken you 22 years to have your own advice podcast? Ooh. I'm just saying, is it something that you've been sitting on? Like,
these questions are 25 years old.
I had never thought of it, and now that I have, I realize I'm a failure. So
Do you think President Clinton deserves to be reelected?
Mike, honey, you're so loud. You're burning my brain.
Do you think that President Clinton deserves to be reelected? I'm giving you a 25-year-old question.
Oh, yes. Precisely. Exactly.
But he got 8 years, Mike.
Do you think Northridge will recover from the quake? Will we ever rebuild? Will we ever rebuild?
There is earthquake talk. You know that, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You told me.
The podcast was like really fun. It was more natural. I've lived a storied life. We've talked about some of it here, you know, outside issues with family and money and addiction and working with kids and all the crazy stuff. So I have a lot to offer, I feel, in my advice. Like, I feel qualified to not literally qualified with my thing on the wall.
But you could go to any online extracurricular college and you'll be just
fine. If the damn kids hadn't destroyed newspapers, you'd have a nice advice column somewhere is what you're saying.
You know, exactly.
You could have a nice advice column.
Exactly. So that's
why call it bad advice if it's good advice is what I want to know.
Really. Jeremy is agreeing with you in his head so hardcore right now.
We had to stretch it out to an hour. If it was good advice, it would just be a half hour.
We had an internal Seltzer Kings email out about it.
It's on Seltz chat. It's our own internal messaging system.
I got stuck on the name. I thought it was cute and funny and goofy and devilish, but at the same time, sure, tune in. But the idea was never to give bad advice. And then the joke we used in a teaser or something was like, if you're not happy, try suing me and telling the judge you got bad advice from a show called Bad Advice. See if that'll stick.
Right out of court. Yeah,
I guess Giuliani's it just kind of it. Like, oh, Jesus Christ.
No politics.
I would love to see his dead body just going into the crematorium, just holding two dildos right here, and just slowly receding back.
Oh, you're saying it's the Philadelphia crematorium.
They only do that in Philly.
You drove. Yeah. It's called a Philly special.
Oh my gosh.
And then just a bunch of flowers from Four Seasons Landscaping.
You drove Jeremy away from the desk. You scared Jeremy. Anyway, and that's why Jeremy's such a good guy.
Well, the having dog problems, he's...
Richie went to the vet today. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about that.
No, Jeremy had to give his dog today. Rescue breathing.
He gives
a direct mouth-to-mouth.
Mike and I have actual children. He has dog children.
Yeah,
he's got a bunny.
No, he's just having lung problems, and they're hoping it's not pneumonia. But
if you have lung problems, I feel bad for you, son.
Nope, not the line, but close. He got a shot, and now he's just like,
His
back legs don't work when they give him the shot very well, so you got to pick him up and get him going, and it's hopefully this is it, and he's on the mend.
And all you thought was being a little home for neglected dogs was going to be just fun and easy and...
Yeah, but you know what?
It's good. Yeah, nothing but life experience. Hugs and cuddles and licks and
there's a lot of those though. It's amazing. I know. It's amazing to see that's why we took him, and that's why we're concerned, because when you don't see that side of him anymore, and you don't see him like wrestling with you and biting your hands, and he's just kind of like loafing around.
You're saying he's a little listless.
Yeah, and his cough is just horrible. It just went from bad to horrible to now it's like he can't even get it out, and it's bad. But he's gotten a shot and some pills, and we're hoping that does it, and then we'll know if the x-ray is positive.
So your dog is hopped up on goofballs, and you would like to give him breathing exercises, in other words.
No, I just want him to breathe. I just don't want him to die. exercises. I just want him to, and that's why I just took him out, because it's 87 in the pod studio right now.
You old yellered your dog?
I gave him to Marla.
How nice would that be?
87 degrees in your podcast studio?
Right now, 87.
It's 37 degrees in New York City right now.
87 or 37?
87. It's 37 here outside. Well, 87 in the pod studio.
We'll remember in the pre-COVID days that we would gather in the studio and we would have a little temperature readout on Jeremy's CPU there would show us exactly what the... So what does it say on that indicator right now, Jeremy?
87.
Yeah, let's take it back to 87.
Yeah. 19? That was the year for top DJ.
Cool G Rap and DJ Polo just released Rags to Riches.
Nice. Wood grain baseball cards.
Wood grain baseball cards.
I just think it's clear that Jeremy's shirt needs to come off.
I'll do it right now. I don't even care.
Bad advice from Lori Beth. She's really living up to it.
Dividends. I actually, there you go. I actually had my shirt up a little bit to show the old shitty tattoo, the early 90s tat.
I always think that that's a cuttlefish, but it's not, Jeremy. What is
cuttlefish? Yeah, it could be.
What is it, though?
It's, you know what this is I picked it out from a book. And it was from a guy who I later learned was in prison.
Was it the Quran?
For murder.
Oh, God.
The guy was in prison for murder.
Yep. And then when I saw it, I was like, it looks like a J. I don't believe it's a J.
I think you were messed up when you thought it looked like a J. It looks like an S to me.
Yeah. It definitely looks
this
like an
does
S.
Does not make it a J at all. Yeah, whatever that is.
From far away, like, because I'm just seeing you in my little square, it looks like an S with a figure sitting in it. And the figure is a cross between the Jolly Green Giant, the genie from Disney's Aladdin,
a mean ghost. It's a mean ghost.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's like there was some three-way sperm split between the Jolly Green Giant, Magilla Gorilla, and the genie from Aladdin.
With the voice of Robin Williams.
Mm. The genie from Aladdin isn't, I mean, if you really wanted to, you could get the Robin Williams genes and just cut it out.
Please, Aladdin is Aladdin is my name. The genie is the monster.
Yeah. I threatened to get it covered a lot. I'm thinking about doing a mashup of aliens and dogs.
Who do you threaten? Who do you hold? Whose head do you hold that over? I threaten to get it covered. Yourself?
Marla's.
Yeah.
I look at the mirror. I guess it's a bad word. You're right. Yeah. But
if you're going to get it covered, does that mean that Jeremy's going to have you just have a short sleeve, but it's only on the one side, so it's totally uneven.
But people do that.
You could be Yakuza. All the time. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. They get the tattoos that just fit underneath their shirts.
You have tattoos, Lori Beth?
I haven't any tattoos.
Maybe we'll go together.
Here's some bad advice for you. Get some. Get them now. Get them right now.
Make sure they go.
I should get a heart right here and just see how far down it travels.
No, LB, remember when we did the nostalgia personified at at Sketchfest, and then you ran into Clayton Snyder, who is the teen heartthrob in Lizzie McGuire. We did that weird independent film. We were in that one scene. You, me, Aaron Schwartz, and Clayton. And then you ran into him because you had Petunia still on your tit.
That's right. Can I tell you something, Danny? I don't know if you know this. I have a feeling you do. We did this really weird thing. I don't know what it was. This like short film, one weird scene. The only reason I really stepped into it was because he said, oh, we got, you know, Danny's going to do it. So then I called
Danny.
And
the only reason I did it is because they said you were going to do it.
Okay. I see what's been happening. I see what happened. I see what happened.
Is that really what happened?
They double bamboozled us. Yeah.
Oh, double. Wow. It's a double boozle. Nice.
So we go there. I still don't know what it's about. I still don't understand. In all fairness, I didn't read the script. We just had our scene. Our scene had like no context to me. We had fun. They seemed to like what they got. They've sent out the trailer for it and it looks amazing. It looks creepy, stylish. It looks
double
great.
Bamboozles
it
work.
Great.
I don't know what to tell you.
Did you see it? Did you see it? It's called
Ham on Rye.
Yeah. Yes. Did you see the trailer?
Can you find it at hamonrye?
It looks very cool. It's very Jim Jarmusch-y for sure.
Yeah, you're saying it's black and white?
No, it's in color, but it's got that vibe. It's got that vibe.
Okay.
It does. The trailer does what a trailer should do because I'm intrigued and I want to see the movie.
Yeah.
Wow. And there's no guy going, in a world where kids are stuck in purgatory.
Yeah,
and,
I don't know what it is.
I'm not sure exactly what it is either. But
somehow in my head, it's this mixture, and I'm totally wrong, of like Pleasantville and Welcome to the Dollhouse.
So there is a black and white element too, and I like it.
It just seems like something really sinister and weird, and I really can't wait to see it.
And we're just in one weird scene with just Aaron Schwartz and Clayton Snyder
playing Uno in a post-apocalyptic camp.
You guys played Uno without me?
Yeah, we did.
I'm sorry, baby.
We tried to FaceTime you, but your phone was fucked up. I don't know what's going on.
I carry a deck of Uno cards in my car. Little known fact.
Ooh. Is that true?
Yeah. There's a deck of Uno cards in my car and also a spare Leatherman, just in case.
And do you challenge the cop? You challenge the cop to a round of Uno?
You can write me that ticket if you can beat me. Yeah.
Reverses. Or you could draw the ticket.
Or you could draw four. It's up to you. You make the call.
Sir, I am pulling you over in the first place because you were going in reverse. And
I'd like to skip this part of the conversation.
Is the film imagine that?
And
just
they
like
say blue fours matter.
Billion dollar idea.
Blue fours matter.
Billion dollar idea. Love it, LB. That's
director
very good.
Of Ham on Rye, Tyler or something.
Yeah.
Tamoria.
Now you're just making shit up.
He has a feature in Filmmaker Magazine for the trailer premiere. So check that out. Very reputable source.
Did you get invited to the premiere of the trailer?
Can you imagine this is like 20 minutes and everybody pieces out?
They only paid me to fly me out. You know what I mean? Hope you got twice as much as I did because I had to pay for my airfare.
For the airfare, exactly. You just wear a very small outfit for the trailer. Premiere.
You know why I'm sad? You know, I'm just changing the subject entirely, and I don't know what you have planned.
No. Nothing's planned in this podcast.
You know what's funny? I was thinking that. I'm like, oh, I got to give room for them to move on to the segment that they have planned. And
My mother is so subtle. She's like, oh, do you do any research for your podcast? I didn't think she was trying to start a conversation. Do you prepare for your podcast? She's really giving me an opening to say, oh yeah, but I couldn't lie to her.
Yeah.
About that.
I, It has been a year, apparently, because I keep getting like Facebook memories come up of when you and me were on tour, Danny.
Don't be sad. That's good.
Remember when we did our thingy and it was fun?
Yeah, it was very fun. It was. It was very fun.
Yeah,
I miss doing that. Yeah, I mean, what would be really fun is that we figure out a way to do a Nostalgia Personified with all of us virtually.
Yes.
Let's talk about that right now.
I can make it happen.
We can bring it all together and we can do
all of us and the puppet from Cousin Skeeter.
Oh yeah, no, I have him. He
that sounds like a Twilight Zone episode.
He 69's my Groucho Marx original doll that I have.
He's got Elmo and a full Nelson right now.
I mean, you know, it's really weird. It's funny that you just said, I mean, this just spawned, made me think about, there was a bar in New Jersey when I was
called Cousin Skeeter's that you could drink underage at.
Called the Shepherd and the Knucklehead, which I definitely drank underage at.
That sounds like
the guy
sounds like
who's
a poem by Lewis Carroll.
I know. Well, that's, I mean, yes. And he thought he was very smart.
There was a bartender.
But the bartender who was hired by the owner was my buddy Pat, who was a year older than me, and he was like 19 and serving. So I knew when he was working, so I could go there when I was 18 and I learned how to drink. But the owner knew who I was because he liked, you know, his kids watched Nickelodeon or whatever. But he was like the biggest Cousin Skeeter fan, and like it was just a constant barrage of questions about a show that I wasn't on. And
you ever
I was
talked
like,
to Cousin Skeeter?
I was like, yeah. I just told him anything. I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. Are you going to? He's like, oh, yeah, no, I'll refill your pint. I was like, okay. Yeah, Cousin Skeeter's great. He just like made up all these lies.
He invited me to his house. I met all his friends.
I just kept feeding his fucking desire to hear all about it.
It's funny that you bring that up because Danny and I, back in our Man Boobs days, we wrote a sketch called Puppet Bang Bus.
Oh, dear. Excellent.
Yes. It was a great idea. It was troubling. A very great funny idea. Sketch.
Troubling.
No, I said I pictured it. I registered it. And then I said, all right, did you make it?
You said, no. All right.
We wrote it for the sketch
comedy producers out there. Let us know if you have a budget. Yeah, we'll shoot this.
It was one of those.
You got a budget and you got some fun puppets. We got it. And it's,
if anyone out there is looking to finance a holiday special.
Oh, yeah. Puppet Bang Bus, voiced by your favorite child actors.
Silver platter.
Funny. Like you do the same thing as the regular Bang Bus. You coerce a woman to come off the street. And then they get in the bus, and there's a fucking puppet.
But it's not just a puppet. It's a puppet with a guy in complete black, head to toe, with a face out of it. What is it called? Spandex uniform?
Yeah, the puppeteers are in black, and they're not, you know, there. So it's a dude holding the puppet, and she has to have sex with the puppet. It's disgusting.
Patreon.com/DannyMike. We'll make it. Let's go.
I'd rather not be associated with that concept. If I could just take Danny and blank. Danny and blank just for the one.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a ton of those in the same exact vein. So anybody out there
looking by those, you specifically mean aborted ideas.
Yes. Yeah.
Orgy Blinders Thoroughbred Edition. That was a good one. If you want to be a part of an orgy, but you don't want to see everything going around, you can get the horse blinder ones where that you only see what's going on in front of you.
And that's like an infomercial for me.
Yes.
You know, exactly. Touting magic powers of such.
Yeah. You know, if you're in a relationship and you're not really sure and they want to swing and you don't really want to, but you want to go along with it for the, you know, just to stay in the relationship, you get the blinder flaps. So you can't see what's going on.
Yeah.
You're participating, but you're not fully participating is what you're
Correct.
Saying.
Yeah, you're participating in what you want to participate in.
So it's basically a GHB contraption.
Well,
Jeremy's trying to do the math. He's trying to do
the math on that. Yeah, it's a Southern Ohio
education. It's not the GHB. It's
understand.
Just a GH.
This episode is going to come with a lot of content warnings.
Yes, several.
Ooh, not, hey, Mike, I like the
nice mug.
I like what you're drinking out of.
What is it?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while since we did a comic book convention.
We did that same comic book convention. Then,
well, you have to tell the people they can't see.
With Well, yeah. For the listener,
what was it called? Hudson Valley Comic Con.
Yeah, Hudson Valley Comic Con.
Oh yeah,
I remember that you got Lori Beth and I think you had the puppet as well for that
and
one,
Josh.
Right? And Josh Server.
Yeah, Josh Server did it too.
Yeah,
don't call him a puppet anymore. I will not stand for that.
Here's the thing. I brought my cup because for the listener, he's drinking out of a cup that was a all-you-can-drink soda. Like, ooh, cool. Like, this guy makes soda and he brings it to Comic-Cons and then he charges you $15 for the cup and some drinks. But then you can have as much as you want.
Oh,
so I brought mine the next year when you guys were there, being like,
and he said,
right,
he said it's
some.
Expired.
Yeah, he had
of
a different, he had a different colored cup. That's
so you got a Moscow Mule cup that next year instead.
To go put it up there. He's like, oh, sorry, that's last year's mug. It'll still be $15. I was like,
It's just like
you,
the.
So what? You walked backwards away from the. You backed
I said,
away
you think
from
it was
the,
a lifetime supply of this
yeah.
man.
Yeah, why not?
Vintage
like,
soda.
You know, I'm like, your ruby red birch beer is okay, but it's not great. Mm. Could be better.
It's like when you tried to slip the wristbands off at a show back in the 90s, so you could give them to somebody else to get in. You know what I mean? Or you know, do the stamp transfer. You ever do that?
Yes.
That lick the thing. Yeah.
Did that work?
Transfer.
Yeah, it worked.
Did that work?
Yeah.
There was a time in my life when I was in my late 20s and I was dating a girl who was almost 21, but not quite. And we went to a New Year's Eve show in New York at a.
That wasn't fish. I don't believe it.
It wasn't fish.
I don't know. This doesn't sound like you.
It was at Terminal 5. It was John Medeski. It was called The Words. It was a bunch of like jam people. And right in front of the security guard, I took my 21 and over wristband off and gave it to her. And they looked at me and I said, I lost it. And they were like, don't fucking lie to me, bud. But I like your tenacity, and they just gave me a new one, and they just let me go through.
He goes, you've got cheek,
you've got cheek,
young man. Yeah, I like the starch in your shirt.
Might have been the same security guard that when I saw the Stooges there, that you know, because Iggy Pop was in it. I was like, oh, I know Iggy Pop. He was on Pete and Pete, and I like wrote a note. And I was like, oh, maybe we can hang out after the show or just like to say hello. And I like gave it to the fucking people in the ticket booth. And they were like, get the fuck out of here, kid. Mm. I was like, no, you don't understand. I was on the show with him. And he's like, yeah, a lot of people were on a show with Iggy Pop. Get the fuck out of here, kid.
Hey, Danny, I will correct you. He was on the show with the two
with
of you.
You. Oh, nice.
Well,
nice.
You're right. Yeah, maybe you I should have been more confident about it. Hey, this is good advice.
It wasn't called The Adventures of Known as Dad.
Oh, she's got a point.
It's called The Adventures of Pete and Pete, featuring sometimes known as Awesome Dad Iggy Pop.
With the and spelled out, I believe. If you've got a problem with how we relate our show, let us know at 347-470-8150.
There you go.
If you got a problem. If you like it, let us know anyway. If you're from Ohio, there's a separate number. It's 347-470-8150.
That is not as couchy. That is not as catchy as my 800 number, which is 1-855-DENBERG, 1-855-DENBERG.
Well, that's perfect.
Get me Denberg. Denberg.
I mean, your father is like, yes, my last name is finally doing something good. It's seven letters and it perfectly works.
It does work well for an phone number.
Well, it's not my personal number. If you're calling in thinking we're going to chat, you're ridiculous.
It's much appreciated.
Yeah. But that's where... people can call to leave messages ask questions for me to give them advice for the podcast.
Excuse me, bad advice, not just advice, but bad advice.
No, but it's not though. It's just a cheeky name, Mike.
I just thought it was like cheeky.
I'm gonna.
It's not just a clever name.
Well, look, I made it worse.
I'm going to call into 855 Denberg. I got a lot of fucking. Yeah. Okay, I need good. A lot of advice.
You I made it worse what? Because right after we had talked about the title, and LB's like, no, stick with that. And I'm like, cool. I booked AskLoriBeth.com. And I was like, I don't know, for whatever. So all of the socials are Ask Lori Beth, but then the podcast
that's good,
is called,
though.
You know, bad advice.
I think it's fine. Yeah. No, I think it's good. That all the asks Lori at Ask Lori Beth, like, it's very conversational.
Yeah.
You know?
It's an opener.
Ask Lori Beth.
It's an opener.
No, I love it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
But yeah, so I'm hoping, you know, we've already gotten calls and we're also taking the, you know, questions from anywhere. We have a Facebook page, Instagram, whatever. If any
overseas,
if any listeners are here, look at we're at Ask Lori Beth on Instagrams and Twitters, and there's a Facebook page, and there's, you know, the phone number. So I'm hoping that once we get going, and if people hopefully like the show, we'll be able to help many, many people.
Danny, if you'd like to slip a note to her, maybe she could answer it that way.
Poorly. I need a lot of help, LB. So yeah.
I know you do, honey.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because.
Look.
Last time Lori Beth was around here.
Look how big he is.
Lori Beth, you know, but for the listener, when we did our shows last year, we had just moved to the downstairs three-bedroom apartment from the one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, and literally, like, within the last 24 hours.
Dan will only let me cut Alfie's hair, which is why it looks like that.
Hi, that's Alpha right.
We haven't had a chance to say hello yet. Say hello.
Hi, Schmel.
For the listener, that's Alfie.
With an F.
And Alfie smells like the worst.
Danny, why do you keep putting it back on?
Yeah, just leave it off.
This is what.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you like it, then you better put a diaper on it.
If you like it, then you better put a diaper on it. If you like it, then you better put a diaper on it. Will you guys talk for just 1 second while I change his diaper? Is that
no? No, you have to never break eye contact while changing the diaper, because that's what I did.
Well, that leads
do you think it was really Alfie that needed to be changed?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's like,
that leads
my
us
cover.
To what, my love?
Well, that leads me to a segment that I'll text Danny about while he's changing. But I wanted to see if maybe you would give the guys some bad advice, and I would completely go first.
Oh,
that
absolutely.
Way Mike can think.
Yeah. Danny, dear Lori Beth, I think my dog has pneumonia. What should I do?
I already told him. Sincerely, Jeremy. I am giving out advice for people and their pets. We actually do a segment about that in the second episode. But yes, I spoke to Jeremy at length yesterday and today before this podcast about
that must
Mr.
have been
Richie
a challenge.
Face.
Yes.
No, because I said house puppy.
Okay.
He told me the puppy was going to the vet today, and then I called to inquire as to how that went.
What was the what was the advice?
Well, the advice was what he had already planned, which was that, you know, it sounds, and he sent me a video of the coughing that Richie was doing. And I said, yeah, it seems like.
What did he think? Do you think you were going to diagnose him from a video?
No, no, I'm not going to diagnose him, but I would say, yeah, that seems like a chest x-ray situation. You know, yeah. hopefully it's pneumonia, but it'd be great if it's pneumonia and we know there's an issue and that it can be solved. So, knowing is half the battle. Yeah. And I am turning my cell phone off.
Sorry, guys.
Go ahead.
We're having a 17 month in a week. He's become Bam Bam. He just throws everything. He's like really into like, ooh, I can do this. Like, I'm going to do this now. And he didn't eat very well, I guess. Mommy said that.
And then he does it again.
Good job. All I heard was when I went to go change him because I saw the look on her face. And she ran in there and she goes, I'm at my wit's end. And he's going to be that all day.
Do you want to take care of the kid and she can sit in on the podcast for a while?
No, that's fine. That's fine. No, I have enough confidence in her that she won't kill.
Give Dan some bad advice now.
The baby.
I guess you just did, which was have your wife pinch hit for you on the podcast while you change a dirty diaper.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Come in?
I wanted
she
to end the episode.
Oh, no,
with,
she just kind of walked through the back. You know what's so weird? I mean, I spent as you guys have, I'm sure, and as most of America has, spent the last 8 whatever months on Zoom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do like 12-step
video
meetings.
Chatting,
I do a bunch of stuff.
Chatting.
Video chatting, all this kind of stuff. Whenever anybody walks behind someone in the frame,
you say
I'm
hello.
I'm absolutely convinced they're going to get murdered.
You can't even watch.
I know that they live with their girlfriend. I know she's in the back. She's walked by. I'm like, oh.
Watch out.
Like, that's the end of it. Watch out. That guy's got a knife.
Yeah, you can't watch the video with the guy with the little Korean daughter, the little Korean kid anymore who rolls by on the on the kid thing in the background.
No, look, just whenever anybody's in the background.
Ooh, I'm sorry, guys. I got to go to another Zoom, and it's a woman
getting murdered.
Wait, I'm just going to...
Oh no!
No one's gonna pull a Jeffrey.
You're not.
No one wants to
not,
pull a Jeffrey.
You're not
Tubin,
writing for the New Yorker anymore. We got.
Oh,
it.
I've
we
had.
Got it.
Well, if you need help with Zoom security, you let me know because I have been through it. We had I've had unfortunately an amount of experiences with.
I don't know if any
Zoom
of you used
Chat
roulette, but I sure didn't. It sounded like such a weird and random thing that I just could
true.
Not be bothered.
I have so many screenshots of you on Chat Roulette, Mike. It's weird.
You can fabricate whatever you like.
It's true. It's very easy.
Clearly you made a baby. He's sitting on your lap right now.
I have a photo of Michael signing the papers to incorporate Chat Roulette into a company.
It's all a plot. It's all a Russian plot. Hey, handsome.
Yes. So what are we doing? Al, do you need some advice?
I would like some bad advice if you're done with Danny.
Do you need some advice? The advice is
should I poop or should I go?
Should you poop? Should you go? Will you? Hey, Alfie. Alfie, where's your hair? Where's your hair? Can you show us where your hair is?
For the listener, Alfie is not pointing at his head.
He is not pointing at his head. Alfie, where's your nose? Where's your nose? Yeah, there's your nose.
Good job.
Alfie, where's the inside of your nose?
Alfie, where's your hair? Yeah, that's your hair. That's right. Now you got it. For the listener,
He
does all the monkey.
Right, there it is. That's the solar plexus.
There it is.
Went right for it.
So I had said right before you left, I thought it would be a good idea to maybe get some bad advice before we shove off here.
Oh, sure.
If you guys can think of stuff, I'll go ahead and do mine.
Are we almost done?
We're almost done.
Yeah, we got another 12 minutes. 10, 12 minutes.
I was ready for another 2 hours. All right, let me give you, let's see if I can give you some advice.
It's not the Joe Rogan experience, LB.
Mine is this. Dear LB and Clark. But LB in this scenario. I have a
LB
dog.
And Clark, the famous Western explorers?
Yeah. I have a dog when walking. This is for dog.
when it's able to
attack anything that's small.
Holy shit, get a new dog. You know, I said this in the text,
Michael,
dude.
Michael, listen.
I'm freelancing.
Hear.
Yeah.
I need to be able to hear. We need to treat everyone with respect.
Go for it, LBLA.
And when you ask me, when you ask me your question, right. I won't let Jeremy interrupt you, okay?
Okay, but I'm not going to have a bitey dog. Go ahead.
You don't have to have a bitey dog. Jeremy, I have a dog.
I have a senior dog who basically attacks anything small and moving. And that could even be in, like, the other day we were in the dog store and he jumped at a woman whose dog was in her arms and pushed the woman into a corner.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
That was the day I forgot to put his mouth noose or whatever on him, his mouth cage thingy.
It's called a muzzle.
Muzzle.
And it's something that Alfie keeps pulling off of Danny's microphone.
Yeah, just keep it off. It's fine. So that's my question. How do I, do you have any tips on avoiding my larger dog attacking anything small?
Wow. Well, I would assume, because I know you.
Yes.
I would assume you already have your dog on a harness.
Correct.
And
a muzzle, as he said.
And do you have a muzzle or do you have a gentle leader?
I have a leader. Yes,
you have a general leader.
Yes.
And does he pull in general or only?
Isn't that
when he
what Kim Jong Un calls himself? Is the gentle leader?
It's much different. No. Yeah. It just closes his mouth and has a little zip thing on the bottom that keeps it closed. Yeah. So it's not like I didn't want to use any.
Oh
like,
no, but a gentle leader is for dogs that pull. And so does he pull all the time or does he just go after stuff?
Dogs
just
pull.
When he goes after stuff. Yeah.
Can you
just
Mike, when he goes after stuff. Mute Mike too?
Can't mute me. I'm unmutable.
So if that's the case and he is big and powerful, you really have to take the responsibility and be very careful where you take him.
Okay.
I know your dog-ish. Now is he wants to go after and eat little things?
I see, that's the thing. I don't know. Sometimes he's wagging his tail. Sometimes he's looks like he's going to kill them. And
okay,
we go to the pound.
We rescue just a raggedy old cat that no one's going to love anyway.
Okay.
And we just let it happen and we see how things turn out.
Okay. That's perfect. Please, no more.
I'd like to have
that
is all no the more information.
Perfectly
I'd like to have
bad
all the
advice.
Facts.
That's yes. That's some classic yes. bad advice yes. there from yes. LB.
Okay. But I know that,
but
I know that you're trying to, you know.
That's true.
It's good advice.
I don't know.
It's good advice. Yeah.
Look, any
the
random
good advice
stuffed
in that
animal
is that,
on the
that that's one less cage for an animal shelter if you're taking a shitty, crappy, annoying, disgusting looking cat out
guys,
of the
okay,
cage.
Okay, there's obvious anti-cat bias here that I will not stand for.
Michael's not having it. Okay.
Mike, what's the bad advice that you need?
Do you have, Mike?
I'm about to get a kitten. This is complete coincidence, but I'm about to get a kitten. Yes. Cool.
So you need tips?
No.
Oh, wonderful. Well, are you going to get two? Why don't you get two so they have each other to play with?
Yeah, I'm just going to get one because it's more of a loner.
Because you want them to be as lonely as you, Mike.
Yeah,
come
exactly.
On.
Yeah, I'm going to drag them down with me in my spiral of depression.
Seriously, though, I'm interested as to why. Do you just want it to be a solitary relationship or?
No.
I just feel like you can leave them longer when they have someone else there.
We were going to get four.
Oh.
Then one of them died.
All right.
And my baby mom is keeping two of them. So that's why I'm getting one. That's why I'm getting one.
I see.
Yeah, I guess I'm guessing that either the siblings or the cold killed one of the other kittens.
And is this from the surrogate that you impregnated to make these cats? Where are the cats?
No, it's actually from my mom's backyard. They've been living like underneath her neighbor's deck or something like that.
Wow. I see.
Yeah, so it was very easy to capture them.
Gotcha, smartcha.
It's funny you say impregnated because that's the same joke Mike made when I told him about the dog going to the vet and he was trying to say
dude,
that
just give it
the
back.
Dog was important. I was like, yeah, he's a kid. He's basically a kid now.
Just
and
give the
he's
dog
like,
back.
Did you give birth to him?
You're under no requirements to keep the dog.
I know. But there's an emotional attachment at this point. And
yeah,
I
you're
make
basically
sure
mining your relationship with the dog for podcast content. That's not ethical at all.
No.
It's not ethical.
There's no way. I bring it up because I'm asked. I'm not doing
wait,
it because I'm
wait,
like,
wait. I think we've hit on something here. Mike, can you tell me what an emotional attachment is?
Not in so many words.
I understand. I know this. I see where we're starting from, Mike, and I'm here for you.
Okay, but this is supposed to be bad advice, though.
No, but it turned into very good advice.
That's the thing. You never know.
I think I'd like my money back. I came here for bad advice, not whatever podcast. This is.
Do we have a question home. From Danny?
Oh, my question is: I didn't have
a question. First of all.
No, you didn't have a question. You just sort of explained what was going on.
As always, I should say, as always, over the last 25 years, I just give Mike unsolicited pushy advice on what he should be doing.
That's true. That is absolutely true.
I accept it.
And he's coming back for more.
He takes it like a champion. He takes it like a champ. He takes it like a champ every time.
Champ noted.
Well, you're behind the Liverpool Football Club, like full of all the Danny and Mike stuff behind you.
Oh, crack that championship beer.
They want. I still have a championship beer, Carlsberg, unopened, with waiting for you, and it's very hard not to drink it because I get down to the dregs, and I see that, and I'm like. Fuck Mike, man. I could just drink this myself. He doesn't deserve this. But then my morals kick in and I'm like, you know what? Nah, he does. And I want to have a nice moment where
I watch him drink my beer.
I can cheers him with my normal green Carlsberg can and he can cheers me with the red Liverpool Football Club can and it'll be a beautiful thing.
Aren't corporations wonderful?
I mean, yeah, it's true. It's true. So my question for you, Lori Beth, is that I don't know how to organize my time anymore.
He's totally Kaiser Soze-ing you right now. He's looking around his room that he's sitting in and trying to come up with it. He's like, my coffee mug gives me a lot of pencil sharpening.
Yeah, I'm, you know, I live in Brooklyn and, you know, it's in between Bushwick and Bedford-Stuyvesant and Crown Heights. And I'm just curious to know if my 17-month-old son...
has pneumonia.
We should go get an x-ray.
Get an old scraggly cat.
Uh-oh, she's stuck on automatic. LB's stuck on automatic.
You're having trouble with your time and your 17-month-old son.
It's just very hard. It's hard to organize time for ourselves. It's hard to organize time with the baby. It's hard to do our work. We all work from home at this point. The pandemic has made it very difficult to do anything but work from home and split time and not have any sort of caretaking and we don't have a babysitter. Like it's just the three of us 24/7 constantly.
You do have in-laws.
Yeah. But the in-law, I mean, we'll get a week a month reprieve, but it's not even that because they don't change diapers. They don't do all the hard stuff.
Oh, they're not allowed to change diapers? I didn't realize that.
No, they're allowed to, but they're like, I don't want to, you know, like, this is, look, we'll try to.
They want you to have that experience. I understand.
We'll play with the kid until they get frustrated, and then they have to, we got to send them back to their parents. It's like, oh, I'm just in here writing a fucking pitch for something, and Kate's like trying to sell books and do all these things, and we're just sitting here.
Did they say our family doesn't change diapers? And you go, that explains so much about Kate.
as I turn my left hand back to my asshole and I scratch because it's itchy. Yeah. Yes.
Here's what I would say to you, Danny, because it's hard, and so many people are in that position, and you do have at least that one week a month that you're going to Pennsylvania to the old farmhouse slept in
between her parents and my parents. We pretty much split it up.
You have some, but what I would say is honestly, really look at what y'all have got going on and see what you can throw out the window. Because everything you want to do isn't
He's
the same thing as everything
pounds.
You
I
need
can throw
to do
him out the window. He's 27 pounds.
You should attach get a tether on him first, just because. You know what? I would suggest a gentle leader. I think that might be the best solution.
No, if I have 10 things I need to get done, but three of those things aren't things I need to get done. They're things I want to get done. I mean, not right now, but it's like, I want to do all this today. I want to get my nails done. I need to go to work. I need to pick up this check. I need to do this audition. It's like, I didn't get what I wanted done. It's like, well, I didn't need to do my nails. I'm putting that pressure on myself to check everything off my list. So it's like, if there are things that, I mean, talking to Mike might be one of them, that you can just not do that day.
You know? He takes that choice all the time.
Lori Beth, I guess you just killed our podcast.
As one begins, one comes to an end.
Podcast no more.
Well, but Lori Beth opened up a second podcast, which is called Reasonable Advice.
Oh no, my second podcast is called Backpedaling with Lori Beth.
I didn't exactly mean it that way.
Yeah. No, it sucks. And you know, the important thing is that what I know you have is your relationship with Kate, where she can just go to you, I am at my fucking wit's end. And you say, okay, I'm doing my podcast and I'm taking a naked baby on my knee. And that's just how things go. That's how things go right now.
That's how it goes. It's true. The one positive I have of all this is that we
live on the ground floor in a 3-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, as opposed to the 4th floor of a 1-bedroom apartment in the same building, which is great. But the fact that, like, between you and I doing Nostalgia Personified and Mike and I doing Nostalgia Personified and Jounce playing shows and being gone 100 days out of the year. For the podcast listener.
For the Patreon viewer.
For the Patreon viewer, not the all podcast listeners should be Patreon viewers.
They should. Even really a
not
dollar.
That, it's not, it's all, not that.
All Patreon it's not that, wait, it's not viewers that are podcast listeners, thought, but not the other way around.
Wouldn't you be saying it correctly? Because the Patreon viewers are the ones that can see what he did. For you just the podcast listeners, you need to explain what he did.
Explain what's going on.
Yeah. That's true. I have to thank,
You're right. You're right, Lori Beth.
I have to thank Michael Pace of Worst Gig Ever for introducing that phrase into our oeuvre of for the listener.
Yes,
it was, for the listener.
For the listener,
right. You're right. That was your Mike Pace.
It should be a separate segment on the Danny and Mike podcast. So maybe I'll work on that.
Oh, but we didn't say for just the podcast listener who cannot see the video that they could, if they would like to contribute to the Patreon for this show and support the artistry therein. Mike, it's has at patreon.com/
Danny and Mike with the N spelled out.
That's it.
With the N spelled out. Mm-hmm. Mike's actually just wearing this really kick-ass kind of old schooly Pete and Pete Nostalgia Personified shirt.
Thank you.
It's true.
It's called our metal shirt.
Anyway.
All I was trying to say is that most of the time between March and right now, I would have been on the road maybe 90, 100 days, and now I've spent every day with my son watching him grow. And that's the positive spin that I have in the whole quarantine.
No, that's super smushy.
But it's also still fucking stressful as shit.
it's that's exactly it. And everybody has every right to feel annoyed, pissed off, crazy, grateful, happy, tired, depressed, whatever it is. Feel what you got to feel. And you can feel all of those things at once if you want. And also kill a dead cat because, I mean, she was on the
wrong. I'm so tired of this anti-cat bias. I'm really not feeling it.
You're going to say the same thing about a ratty old dog, too. Look, there's a...
Yeah, no, I just said cat just to raise your ire. But, Mikey, why don't you adopt a second kitty to grow up with the kitty you're getting from under the house?
I don't know. This one feels like it's a good... It's a loner, Dottie, a rebel.
Mm. Oh, okay. There's the name right there.
I understand.
Very good.
All right. Great advice. Would you like to plug anything else before we go?
Yeah, it's 1-855 Denberg.
Yeah, we have most of that, but personal stuff. Twitter, Instagram.
Oh, let's get personal.
Oh, yeah. No, I have an Instagram. It's at LB Denberg at Instagram.
Awesome.
Oh, no, is it Lori Beth Denberg?
Oh, I bet if they search your name.
I don't know. Don't you remember that we had all these problems?
What's about?
I need a lot of high-profile people to fix your social media.
I know
accounts,
you did. Hold on, I'm looking at it. Mm. I don't want to create a new post.
I can
Beth Denberg actor, but it doesn't say what my at is.
I think
it's
LB
Denberg.
I demand an explanation.
It's LB Denberg. Yeah, it is, yeah. It's LB Denberg, but you can also
That's
please
a heck
go
of a plug.
to I know. You can find me at Remy Balin, at LB Denberg on Instagram, at Lori Beth Denberg on the Twitters, and go to askloribeth.com and send us your questions that you need advice about. It doesn't matter what it's about. And I'm here to help promote my podcast. I'm here to help promote my podcast.
Well, we love you very much, Lori Beth, and I'm glad that I got to see you, even if it's two-dimensional right now. Yes, we're touching.
Mike, put your hand up. I'm touching hands.
Come on, we're all touching hands.
For the podcast listeners, we are a part of the Last Podcast Network. Check them out, lastpodcastnetwork.com. They have a bunch of great stuff. Also, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/DannyandMike with the and spelled out. We have a store, shop.DannyandMike.com, which has a sale right now. All of the fall crap is cheap. Go get it. Sweatshirts, long sleeves.
And a special hotline for Buckeye residents. It's 347-470-8150. Just blow off some steam if you need to. Get political. Don't get political. Just let us know.
Yep. You can find Mike at Michael C. Marone on the twits. Danny's at D. Tamborelli on the twits. And at Danny Tamborelli on the instas. I am at Jeremy Balin on the insta, at Remy Balin on the twits.
It's a W for Wellsville, babe.
I have a podcast called, oh yeah, look at your background.
I was doing Michael C. Marone.
Thank you.
MCM.
There you go.
I'm also pretty have a podcast street. Called,
oh yeah, Going Dork. Check that out. And we'll be back soon with some more episodes. Please, if you have $1, $5, check out our Patreon. We're doing fun stuff on there. We're trying to put up some more content and stuff. And if you like video episodes, that is the place to go. So thank you all, LB. You're a goddamn joy.
I love you guys.
It's been a pleasure working with you.
I can't wait to listen to your episode.
That was some good advice
tonight.
Yes,
I'm very excited. Yeah, it's going to publish in imminently
minutes. Yes, so you'll be at F2 by the time this comes out.
We'll put a link in the description.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, right.
That's what we'll do.
Yep. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Bye.
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 Leaving it in.
Leaving it in.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/TheAdventuresOfDannyandMike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.